Hi, this is Steve Barish. I am the co-host of the Dr. Fred Bell Show, and I'm really going to miss him for the next couple weeks, but he needs a good rest. He works very hard on the program, and he said he needs to take a couple weeks and just recoup. So I think it's wonderful that he's taking the time off, and it's really, really wonderful. So, hello? Yes? Oh, okay, Carol, I'm on a radio. Excuse me one second. Yeah, Carol, can I call you? Honey, I need to call you back. I'm on a radio show right now. Okay? All right, honey, I'll call you right back. Yes, I've got the phone number here, honey. Great. Thank you, dear. I'm sorry for that. Somebody just called from Vermont. Anyhow, what we're doing this week is I have a friend of mine who's going to be calling in a couple of minutes. Her name is Caroline, and she's quite an exquisite lady in terms of energy, and hopefully she'll be on, and we can talk a little bit about energy work. I am looking at Dr. Fred Bell's website, and he has got some beautiful necklaces on here. He's got the cross that he designed, and it's absolutely beautiful. He has, if you look at his website, you'll see the Celtic cross. There's one with, it looks like rubies on each of the four corners of the cross. It's a Celtic cross, and it's really, really beautiful. The one I like is the Ankh, which is a few one down, and that's the one Fred and I are looking to get. But anyhow, I'm calling and I'm talking to you because I think it's a wonderful thing. We can do that. If you would like, we can do some healing tonight. I have the okay to do that, and we can really do a lot of good work. So if you guys want to call in for anything, please don't hesitate to do that, and I can heal you right on the radio, and it would be a lot of fun, and people would be able to feel what's going on. So it's really, really good to do that, and it's wonderful to have people that want to talk. So let me give you some phone numbers here. The talk radio is 1-888-815-9756, 1-530-327-7602, 1-530-413-4510, and 1-530-413-4522. My friend Nicole is very ill, and a friend of a good friend of mine whose friend just had a heart attack today. I hope that Caroline calls so I can get that name out, but I'd like to dedicate the show to my friend, my very dear friend, Nicole, who's not doing very well, and to this young man who just had a heart attack, I believe, today or yesterday. So we just want to dedicate the show to these two wonderful people. I've never met my friend's friend, but he says he's a really, really nice person. And so we send our love out to him and to Nicole. So if you could send your prayers to Nicole, and I hope Caroline will call and give us the name of the other person, that would be really wonderful. Anyhow, this evening, what I'd like to do, I have a beautiful office filled with Fred's equipment, and I wanted to talk about some of that this evening. The one that I wanted to talk about is the crystal. I've got a crystal in the office that's extremely powerful, and it is a master crystal. It's about 2.5-3 years old now, and what's happening with that, the master crystal that I have, is actually, it's just absolutely amazing. with the energy that I see from the crystal, it actually fires different colors into the body, into the different chakras. So as I'm working on the person above the table, the crystal is working under the table. So I'm able to see the crystal work. I'm able to see what's going on top of the table. And it seems to be really a lot of fun. It's amazing the amount of energy that is bestowed upon this crystal. I believe that the crystal becomes as a good power tool in terms of working. I know that when I'm working in my room and I'm working on chakras, I'm working on the body, I'm working on cells, and I'm working on the atomic structure, I'm working on the DNA, which happens actually to come out of the body, and I'm able to clean it, goes back into the body. But the master crystal itself is very interesting. The energy illuminates from the bottom of the table to the top of the table and through the table. And what I mean by illuminating is that the energy turns pure white light from the bottom of the table, underneath the table, and just comes above the table, through the table, and it's just amazing. It's an amazing tool. So if you're thinking about buying a master crystal, now's the time to do it. Or, you know, there's not too many of them left, and they're really an amazing tool. But it's what I'm doing right now is telling you about the crystal. What I'm feeling from the crystal is love and compassion. I'm finding more about the bodies and more about light, more about love and compassion. There are different degrees, I'm finding out, of love and compassion. The degrees that I'm talking about is that there's pure light, and the light actually just glows. I mean, it just absolutely glows from this crystal. Now, I've got also flamethrowers in my room. I've got two. I have one that's black and one that's white. I don't know if there are too many white flamethrowers around, but they're just amazing, amazing tools. And actually, it gets rid of the negative energy in the body and absorbs a lot of the energy, takes it out of the room. So it's really, really interesting to use because they actually protect you when you're in the room and also when you're out of the room. I'm starting to realize that the people that are in my room are also protected out of the room from the flamethrowers. It's so interesting, the tools that we have. I'm finding more about the tools than we actually know. Hello?
Hi, Steve. It's Caroline calling.
Oh, Caroline. Hi, honey. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you for your beautiful work that you did on me this weekend. And I want to share with the listeners that
I had
the privilege and the honor to be in Steve's sacred clinic. And I mean sacred because it's not just your regular clinic, Steve. What you have there is truly a temple of the divine, and you do such phenomenal work there. And as you were talking about the crystal, I really felt that I should call and let you know that when I was at your clinic, I'm not generally a person that's very, very in tune with crystals, and this one is the most powerful crystal I have ever experienced. And the beautiful thing about this crystal is it actually acknowledges you. Mm-hmm. As you start laying in the bed for the work. And when I would tune into the crystal, it was so happy and privileged to do the work that it was doing on the planet at this time.
Yeah.
And to be working with you.
Right. Thank you. The divine is certainly in the room. It's we had a lot of fun. Caroline is from Toronto. And she traveled down all the way to get some work with her dear friend. And I became very close with them in terms of energy. And they are such wonderful people. I can't even tell you how wonderful they are. Their presence is really amazing. It's really wonderful to work with both Caroline and her boyfriend. I forget his name. Pardon me, honey.
Michael. Yes, I wanted to tell the listeners as well is what I found profound as well, Steve, is you're so humble because as I walked into your clinic, on the wall was, I mean, a whole wall full of certifications. Shiatsu massage, deep therapy massage, deep massage, Swedish massage, sports massage, anatomy, reflexology. Yeah, there's so many modalities that you are in tune with when you do your work, and you're working on the DNA and the RNA and shifting cellular structure. And when I was there, Mother Mary came in, and Andromedans were coming in. I mean, there's just so much going on. And if you're in that area, you really are on your path to mastery, because I think there's two paths, Steve. You know, there's a spiritual path, which everybody's on from the first breath that they take anyways, and it's just a matter of reawakening. But you're really helping people move forward, be even beyond the spiritual path into their mastery. And the work that you're doing is so integrated with the divine and direct contact with God, God Goddess, the universe. Your work is profound, and I don't really
go to
just anybody for work. So the fact that I traveled all the way from Toronto, folks, to go visit Steve's clinic in Rochester was worth it. I would travel to the moon to get work done by Steve.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I think the thing is that the work that I do is basically right from heaven. We could feel the energy and we could see God's presence in terms of light in the room. It just was absolutely amazing and just absolutely wonderful. And to deal with people that really understand and really know about energy and have all that sweet energy come through, it's really amazing. And it's fun working with people that are on a higher level of energy. Not that everybody I work on is at that level, but it's really special because I can understand them and they understand me quite well. And the love that is so profound, it just comes through at any level, any person that I work on. It's just so much fun dealing with energies. Everybody that I have, everybody that I work on, wants to move forward. There's not a person that I know of that comes to me. And over a period of a lot of years, I've been able to help a lot of people to move on and move up. And that's really wonderful to do because I see them from time to time. And they say how much they've grown and how much they love. And it's really, really great to do, and it's really great to work with. Caroline has a gift of understanding people very well. She gets insight right away on people and able to pick up on people very much. So if you guys want to call at 1-888-815-9756, I know that we can help you and help you in a big way, not a small way, but a big way.
I encourage people to call. And just before I go, I just want people to know that if you do go to Steve's clinic, and your remote work is amazing too, Steve. And just getting back to the master crystal, what was beautiful about that crystal was I felt pop, 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 and it would go to specific areas in the body, and then there would be silence with it, and it would go pop, 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 pop. I'd never experienced such love and such joy of work. It was as if the crystal was immersed in what it actually was given to the planet to do, and it was in such joy that you were taking care of it and letting it do its work that it was being brought here to do.
Right. It's just a lot of fun to use. And what we'll do next time, we can turn it, and actually in certain ways, it'll raise the vibration even more. But the first time clients, I just like to keep it where it is and let them feel the energy of the crystal and let the crystal go to work. It's almost like the necklace, you know, you have to get used to wearing it. It's just not something you pop on and just wear it. It's just something that takes time to get used to.
Yes.
But Michael
is... Just before as well, I just want to let everybody know that you can actually check out Steve's website at www.stevebarish.com. And that's, again, www.stevebarish.com. And also,
thank
Steve
you,
will be with Dr. Bell in New York area, right, Steve? You'll be at the I think it's the Whole Life Expo, and that's going to be really exciting, where you guys are going to be presenting the Andromedan and the Palladian technology and projectors.
Yeah,
and
yeah. It's so much fun doing that. We've when I was out in California a couple of years ago, Fred and I put on a big show out there. I think there were about 60 people out there. And Fred was introducing people to all his necklaces. And we set up the room with the projectors. We had four projectors in the room. And I brought down, thank God, I brought down four pillars of light that were about 4 feet around and pure white light. And we had 15 people basically stand around the light. And Fred was telling me that people were exactly ecstatic about the light. And they were, one at a time, they stepped inside the light. And they were just, it was unbelievable. They were actually, from what Fred told me, that they were actually coming off the ground and levitating. And it was really, really wonderful to see. I never got a chance to see that because I was so busy working on everybody, but Fred told me that they were actually levitating off the ground. We did that, I think about 6-7 years ago, and that was really a lot of fun to do. Fred's quite interesting.
It's fun and it's powerful.
Yeah. The room that I work in, it becomes holy. When somebody comes into the room, what happens is that the body that I'm working on becomes holy. It becomes a holy vessel. Everything has to be treated with the utmost respect and the utmost love, because the body is a part of God, and anything that is God is holy. And the room actually changes in energy that's so powerful that they start cleaning and cleansing themselves without even knowing it. So we've seen God's light in the room. It's really, really amazing to feel that energy. It's like you've come home, and it's just so powerful. It's just absolutely wonderful. And why he comes into my room, I have no idea. All I know is that he does. He protects me all the time and the people that are in there. We've seen angels in there. We've seen Mother Mary. We've seen Jesus. We've seen Moses. There's a lot of people that show up in our room, including people that have lost lives, you know, their relatives from past lives that come into the room and help them. It's really amazing the work that we can do. And I know that Caroline is extremely powerful. And we really had a wonderful time last Saturday. We were in the office from 10 o'clock in the morning, I believe, wasn't it, Caroline, till about 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, so, there was a lot of powerful, you were doing a lot of powerful work, and the way Steve works as well is like truly with the utmost and highest integrity. And it truly is like walking into this divine temple. And you're completely in your zone and praying and utilizing the tools and the skill sets and your direct connection with God and then the light beings. It is a profoundly, you know, it's interesting to be a client there, but it's also profoundly life-altering. And anyone who's truly, you know, serious about their spiritual growth and really feel that they're ready to let go or move to the next level, so to speak, and go through a profound shift, your work helps catapult them tenfold in a very balanced and loving manner. Because all
Thank
your
you.
Work is truly of the heart.
Thank
and
you.
With the flamethrowers on the wall and the divine master crystal underneath the massage
table right.
and that whole sacredness, and even the essences that you utilize are of the highest vibration.
Yeah.
And even
yeah.
that, like, you know, the divas of those essences were coming right in the room. Profoundly catapults one's spiritual growth, you know, 100-fold
mm-hmm.
easily,
mm-hmm.
but just a profoundly beautiful and fun and joyous and celebratory experience, because so many light beings, because you have this beautiful divine portal in that area that you work from, are coming in to say hello and to balance and to celebrate, and so much joy and
Thank
so
you.
Much love and so much healing going on
Thank you.
In your clinic.
Talk about healing. Michael's friend who had a heart attack, just mention his first name, honey.
Yes, indeed. His name is Frank, and he's a divine, beautiful man who actually brings through technology from the other realms to help the planet and help certain people of very, very powerful
right.
governments. And he's just
right.
a magical man, and his name is Frank, and he really does need prayers and healing, because he's doing a lot of great good to really assist in this planet this time.
That's the other person we want to send energy to who had a heart attack. And please send your prayers, just your prayers, and let's protect him with a lot of light and love. And thank you so much for mentioning his name, honey. We really need to take good care of him.
Yes, and I think with the energies at this time, too, it's important for us to balance and to reach out to people like yourself, Steve, who are, you know, really heart-oriented and connected to help us balance, because it is, the world is a topsy-turvy world right now, and
yes.
and many are feeling off-kilter or finding it very difficult. And just
mm-hmm.
with that small
mm-hmm.
investment of self, you take that with you for the rest of your life.
Yeah, yeah. And it's really wonderful to give as much as we can in terms of energy and love and compassion, and be as good as you can be with everything that you have. Just give with all your love. That's all that matters. I think at some point on this planet, we won't need money anymore. We won't need anything but love and love and more love. And I think that'll help everybody out on the planet. It's just a matter of really using and utilizing that kind of energy. And I think it's going to come at some point. It might be in my lifetime. It might be in your lifetime. But I think that kind of energy is here, and it's here to stay. There's too much in ways that it's showing itself, that people are aligning themselves. They're not listening anymore to fear tactics. They're listening to more love from their own heart. They're listening to the bliss in their own minds. They're listening to everything about them. And that's what it's all about, because God resides within us. And we need to really listen to that voice of silence. That voice of silence is the most powerful voice on the planet. And if you tune into that voice, you will hear God's voice. That's God. That's God talking to you. And you'll find that your brain fog, or whatever you want to call it, will dissipate and disappear. Actually, I call it brain chatter, but that will start dissipating as soon as you let go. And letting go is the best way of learning wisdom of self, wisdom of love, wisdom of God, wisdom of everything that's on this planet that's good, including trees and grass. If we just feel these things and love everything that's around us, it will give us such a vibration that it'll actually change the energy. And that's what we need on this planet. So it doesn't take much. All it takes is love. And there might be a lot of people out there that don't know how to love, but let me tell you, it's so easy. Just open your heart. Go into your heart. Imagine yourself just connecting with your own heart. Just take a look at it. It's actually very bright. I'm actually looking at hearts out there now that are actually warm and opening and love, and everything that's good in the heart is coming alive now for a lot of people. So that's what we need to do. It doesn't take much. All it takes is for you to say, I'm going to make myself different. I'm going to allow myself to feel the love of my own self. And that's what we need to do. Once you start feeling that love, it just grows. It doesn't stop. It just absolutely glows. And that's what we're looking for. That's what you're looking for. So it's not hard to do. And Caroline is a recipient of that. She's been open for a lot of years. And so she's clear about where she is and where she's going. So it's really important. In the Torah, or the five books of Moses, it talks about when you get up in the morning, know where you're coming from and where you're going to. It's very important because you want to start the day and you want to finish the day in a direct order from the Lord. So in other words, if you're focusing on God and not yourself so much, you'll wake up in a much more divine place. You'll wake up in a lot better place than you are now, because what you're doing is tuning into God. You're actually tuning in to the self, and that's really wonderful. Isn't that right, buddy? Hello? I don't know where she is. I think we lost her somewhere along the way. I hope she calls back. But anyhow, I think it's really wonderful to have people that are really responsible and really loving, and, you know, so it's really, really great too. That's what we need. We need more love, and we need people that will hang around and really do a wonderful job on anything that they want to do. And that's really wonderful, because that love is always there. It can always help. So, Caroline, if you want to call back, honey, we could talk through the whole show. That would be wonderful. But it's really great. Michael, if you're there, you want to talk, please come on in and give a call, and we'll talk. But it's really wonderful to have good friends like that. I made friends with them a couple weeks ago, and you seem to know who your friends are, and in terms of energy, and when you make those connections with people that have so much love, that's what it's all about. And even people that don't have that kind of love, they are opening up to this wonderful, wonderful energy that's really, really beautiful. So it's really great to do and a lot of fun to be around. So it's really, really positive and really great. If people want to call in, please, we can have a lot of fun. It's 1-888-815-9756, and we can have an awful lot of fun talking about energy, anything you want to talk about, so please call in. Fred isn't here. I'm taking over the show for the next couple weeks, and we're going to do a lot of energy work if people want to call in and talk about it, anything that they need. As long as I'm here, we can do it for free. So that's what we need to do. And I do charge for my work. And if people call and want Fred's information, that is free. If you want to talk about things in your life that you want to get help with, that's not free. I'm more than happy to help you live on the radio show. But if you want to call me on my network, I'll have to charge for that, because that is my livelihood, and we'll have a lot of fun doing that. I always make things fun, and we can clear up a lot of negative energy and let it go and be much, much clearer and concise with all that work. So, again, if it's Fred Bell's, hello?
It's Caroline again, Steve. I got cut off. I think it was all the beautiful energy that was going on there.
Oh, okay.
And
I'm just talking about Fred's receptors and his new work, and it's just, they're so beautiful. I don't have one yet, but I'm going to try it when I get to New York City. That should be a lot of fun, New York City.
Oh, there's going to be a great time, and, you know, it's a great opportunity for everybody to meet you and Fred and see the great work that's going on. And there's a lot of cutting-edge technology being channeled through both of you guys, and it's great because you make a good team. Fred brings it through, and then you utilize it and then report back to Fred how it's working with the clients.
Yeah. So it does work. I mean, we have a good relationship. He's very scientific, and I'm just the opposite way. I don't know anything about science, but Fred knows everything about science, and he does a good job. I know a lot about energy, so between the two of us, we do a lot of good stuff.
It's the ultimate merge of head and heart, you know, as you were saying, talking about the heart and how important that is. And this is the beautiful, you know, as you were saying, there's a new template coming on the planet, and it's very heart-oriented. And this is the merging, both of you guys merging that beautiful head energy of the, bringing the most highest of the technology essence of the head energy.
Yeah.
And you're utilizing it with the most highest of the essence of the heart.
Yeah, so cool.
And they are very, very powerful devices. I know Michael was wearing. Do you want to tell the listeners about the one that you?
I lent Michael my 18-karat gold receptor, and he had it for a day or a couple of days. I'm not sure exactly how long he had it, but he can only wear it 3 or 4 minutes at a time, and his body actually overheated. So we need to be aware that these necklaces are real, and the power that they can put off is really, really, really powerful. So I think what I'm going to do is probably get Michael a silver receptor and see how he likes that, and maybe he could share that with you. And I think they're really fabulous. I know the tools are very, very powerful. But Michael returned it, I think, the following night. He brought pizza over, and I put it in refrigerator because I'm really trying to lose weight. But he's a fabulous man, and he's all about love. There's nothing else about Michael but total love.
Well, you guys are like two peas in a pod, though.
That's what you were saying,
Very, very heart-oriented and both very giving and loving to humanity and utilizing, you know, what God has given you in order to help humanity. And it was beautiful that you gave that to the receptor to Michael. He was totally thrilled, guys, and he was like a kid in a candy store, so to speak.
Oh, yeah.
And it's true what Steve says, Dr. Bell's technology is profound in the sense that it works. And also, it's interesting because you can never outgrow a piece of technology like that, Steve, because as you grow, it grows, and it's multidimensional in nature, you know? So it's even if you buy a piece like that, you can have it for the rest of your life. And and use that to help integrate and help help your growth process.
Yeah. It's really great to see people grow. I've had people that have matured so much, and really it feels so good to watch them come in, and they're standing straighter, and they're more direct, and everything seems to be pretty good. So it's really wonderful. So it's always good. It's always good to share. It's always good to give, because whatever you give, you get back tenfold. So it's very important that people need to realize that it's something that really does work. And that's how that works. So as much as you give, you get 10 times the amount back. So you want to make sure that everything is in a positive note. It's all about love. It's all about compassion. It's all about virtue. It's all about being as good as you can be. That's all that matters. The rest of it doesn't matter.
And, I was wondering, Steve, since your work is so heart and so powerfully, you know, it just helps so many people. If you want to help the listeners today, maybe even help them move into their hearts, because,
mm-hmm.
I mean, you realize home is where the heart is, and that's where you're constantly reside.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I mean, you don't just talk a game. You walk and live, breathe
yes.
spirituality. That's just who you
yes.
are. And
yeah.
and at this time where, you know, the planet shaking and people feeling a little shaky and off kilter, sometimes they find it very difficult to find that heart presence or stay in that heart presence. And you have this beautiful gift. Do you want to help the listeners maybe go into that heart and feel that heart?
Yes. I've done that many times on my own show, and I sort of missed that.
Yes, because the other show as well, you would help people with that, and it was just profound. You know, you could just see all these light beams going into the heart, and
yes,
it's
yes.
so beautiful.
So, yeah, it's really good. It's really,
That'll
really
be
good.
Fun.
Yeah, it's really a lot of fun working with people. People, the energy that people really put out there is really a lot. They don't realize the amount of wonderfulness they have. And to be able to do that kind of energy work, it's just absolutely fantastic. Even if you don't know anything, even if you feel something but you're not sure, and you want to help your grandmom, you want to help your mother, you want to help your dad, you want to help your friend, give yourself all that you have and put all that you have into that other person. Believe me, you're not going to shrink, you're not going to give too much. What happens is that, again, whatever you give, you receive tenfold. It's so important to realize that there's so much energy out there and so much love that the universe will really take good care of you. And that's what it needs. So even if you go to a home, an old home, and you visit the people there and you send them love and you give them love, it's amazing how much comes back to you. And it's not even that you're asking for it. It just happens. So it's just, it's just a red robin, I think they used to call it years ago, where when you're drag racing, you know, you would come back, get in line. If you beat the other person, keep on going. But it's a lot of fun. We use drag racing as a symbol, believe it or not, Caroline. We did a lot of drag racing when we were kids. So Fred and I understand each other that way too. So it's really a lot of fun. What do you do, honey, in terms of energy? What is it that you do?
Well, for me, I'm like yourself in the sense that the heart is the most important aspect of where I am in my beingness in each and every day. It doesn't mean mm-hmm. to say that I'm a perfect human by any means, but mm-hmm. what it means is living and breathing in my heart and being there helps me
yes.
understand that if I'm not having an A-plus day, say if I'm having a D-minus day, I can mm-hmm. utilize my daily life experiences, my own sacred book, and then collect myself and say, where was I not reflecting the God, Goddess, all that is in
mm-hmm.
my day,
mm-hmm.
and where
mm-hmm.
was I? And mm-hmm. and utilizing
yeah.
that as being a better being.
Mm-hmm.
And through
yeah.
that, just using the heart energy to anchor in that more light of the higher self in the body. And remembering that it's not about going out of body and meditating on hours on
mm-hmm.
end. It's about bringing in the higher self into one's
mm-hmm.
Body and living as a master in human form in this lifetime. And it's not being
right.
done en masse ever before. And that's why it's important that, you know, people reach out to people like yourself. Who are very, very heart-oriented, very heart-balanced, and have the skill set to help bring in the light body into the
mm-hmm.
human body
mm-hmm.
and help one
yeah.
become a master.
Yeah. I think it's really important to use that as much as we can. When I was on my own show, people would call in and really ask for help to open up and be part of a new us. And what I would do, the first thing I would do is light up their heart. And they could feel that going right through their whole body. And it's amazing how much power there is in the heart when it's opened up and freed. So if people wanted to call in to have that heart open, we're willing to do that this evening. So that's the thing that I do, and we do a lot of energy work. It's really important to realize that there are a lot of people out there that want help, that have the abilities to be able to give to other people. And it's really important to do that, to give as much love as we can. So anything that we can do, anything that we can say, we really want to do that and help people as much as we can. So if you'd like to call tonight, you're welcome to call. We're more than happy to work on you and help you as much as we can in terms of energy. When you call me at home, I'm more than happy to help you. If it's Dr. Fred information, it's free. If you want to talk about your own welfare, then I need to charge you, because that's what I do. But I have a wonderful website. It's Steve Barish. It's stevebarish.com. And it's really great. And it's one of the prettiest websites I've ever seen in my life. And so it's really great. And it's a lot of fun to use. And there's a lot of information. And that's what I do. And what we're doing is helping a lot of people. Even if you're not calling in, I know that there's a lot of hearts that are opening up, because I can see the energy going out there and opening up hearts. It doesn't matter who they are. It only matters that their hearts are opening up. So that's really important to me, and it's important to Caroline that we do the best work that we possibly can all the time. So that's what's really important. I wonder where Michael is tonight.
Oh, he is. He just finished a meeting, and
good.
He hasn't. And then he went to go see Frank in the hospital.
Oh, great!
And
great.
Then speak to Frank's wife, and then
right.
He went to go help her ground a little bit. And
oh, good.
Just doing, you know, what Michael's doing right now.
Michael does, yes.
So he won't be able to call in tonight, but I'll have him call in another night, because you guys have a remarkable wealth of information.
Yeah, Michael's very interesting. Again, I'm doing the Fred Bell Show by myself next Thursday, so Michael's always welcome to come in and talk.
Steve, with the heart as well, what I've been shown is which we're calling the ascension process, or the process of becoming a master in living form, so to speak, the mm-hmm. heart is really the foundation. And without that foundation of being open and activated, there is no real mm-hmm. ascension process, because all it is words and motion, action and energy and motion. You know, before in our body system, we had just this, you know, the sort of seven chakras where the root chakra was the main chakra. But as we're integrating mm-hmm. the light body mm-hmm. within the human mm-hmm. body, it's actually mm-hmm. really the heart chakra that is the central main chakra mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. the foundation.
Right. It's amazing how much power we have in the heart. It's just amazing. Once you open that up, it's amazing how much energy is in there in terms of universal love, in terms of universal godliness. And it makes you holier. It makes you have a foundation of pure love, and that pure love can ground you. And that's what we're doing, and it's very important to be grounded in terms of energy. And that's one thing that you can do with the heart. So if somebody would be interested in calling, and we can show you how to ground yourself through the heart, you'll never feel anything like it. It's just absolutely amazing.
You want to do it with me, and then we can have the listeners go through it with us?
Oh, sure, Sure, we can do
that. Way, and we can, so people
absolutely.
Can lie on their couch and or sit on their chair and relax and
sure.
and have Steve walk them through the process.
Okay, well, let's walk as many people through as we possibly can. What I'll do, Caroline, you should be able to feel your heart even opening more.
Yes.
Can you feel that, dear?
Yes.
I'm going to take that energy. I'm going down to the center of the earth with that energy and making a connection to the center of the earth. It takes about 30 seconds to get down to the center of the earth. You just need to stay open, honey. That's it. You feel yourself going down?
Absolutely. I feel like my
good,
feet
honey.
Are totally like flat now, like just nice and
good.
Nice.
All right. You're down at the center of the earth right now. You should feel a tremendous amount of energy just filling around your complete self. And you should be able to feel that light surrounding everything about you.
Indeed.
And it's a very happy light. How does that feel?
It feels very grounding, very cleansing.
Right.
To just really like here with the, you know, just very here and present time
yes.
in the now where, you know, many of us need to be.
And that's all that it takes. It does. It's not hard work. The easiest work on the planet is what God wants. He doesn't want us to work hard at anything. He wants us to be as visual as we can and just live in that light. So what you're doing is living in a light that's filled with wonderfulness, absolutely wonderfulness. So you're starting to come back up again. I know you don't want to do that, but we need to come back up. We need to feel the love. Good. How does that feel to be back in your heart, honey?
Beautiful, divine, like a homing pigeon going back, you know, it's like a homing pigeon.
Yep, yep. That's what it's all about. And if you don't know how to do that, please don't hesitate to call us. I'm pretty well sure that Caroline can do that and I can do that. I'm pretty well sure that Michael can do that. There's a lot that's going on right now. And we're healing a lot of people just by taking that light and
yes.
putting it out there. People that want to know, people that want to grow, that light is actually helping them right now. So this is the way that it works, so people will know. If you're walking down the street, and there's a person that needs help. Your aura has tremendous energy. So when you open up your heart and you go to the center of the earth and you're walking down the street, somebody that needs love, somebody that needs something badly, your aura will give him or her that light to be able to be strong and filled with wisdom. It can happen in a millisecond. That's all that it takes. So when you have that kind of energy, you're actually feeding it to a person who needs it. Whether you know it or whether you don't know it, you're actually doing that. And that happens all the time. I remember a story one time about a man who got hit by a car in New York City and was laying on the ground bleeding. And what happened was is that the energy was so strong with this woman who was walking across the street that she touched him. The bleeding stopped, the blood went away, and he got up and walked away. He should have been in the hospital, but he wasn't, because what happened was is this woman walked by knowing what he needed and just touched his head, and he was healed instantaneously. So these things happen. And it's not difficult. You can call it a miracle. You can call it anything you want. But what you want to do is realize that that love is coming from you. That love is coming from heaven. It's coming from your heart. It's coming from Mother Earth. When you make a connection with Mother Earth, you're making a connection with heaven all at the same time. So the energy is a dual process. You have energy coming in and energy coming in from heaven. And it's just absolutely amazing the way that that works. So it does work. It will work. And we're given a promise that we can do anything we want just to be able to heal somebody, to be able to love somebody the way that they're supposed to be loved. And I believe in the Torah there was a rabbi, a very, very famous rabbi, and he was asked by a person who asked him and said, what is the Torah all about? That's the five books of Moses. And the answer was that don't do anything that is negative to anybody else. Love the person. And what that means basically is that you live by the golden rule, that you love the person no matter what. And I think it's really important that we live by that rule and give as much as we can, because that's what God wants. He wants us to be able to heal people without even knowing that we're healing people. So it's really beautiful. It really does work that way. I believe the way it was, don't do anything that's negative. Always do something that's positive. And the rest is commentary. So that's what we need to do. That's how it works. We have about 5 minutes to be able to talk. Is there anything that you'd like to talk about?
What I've seen, though, when you were speaking to everybody and we're all in our hearts and feeling mm-hmm. that energy, is when you were mm-hmm. talking about the word miracle.
Yes.
I was showing how it's the word mirror.
Yes.
It's like a mirror of ourselves. And if we are in that heart energy, everything is
yes.
possible. And miracles aren't just like a miracle. They're mirrors of how we are internally.
Yeah. Yeah, tremendous energy, my dear.
Oh, well, it's all your work, Steve. And, you know, I just want to thank you for the beautiful work that you bring to many. Thank you for being on the planet at this time and assisting in such a powerful way.
Well, thank you.
I thank you for being so kind, generous of heart, and always, always, always pointing everybody back to self and to God.
Yes. Yes, that's what we're all about.
Yeah, and I encourage people, if they want to find more, there's some wonderful media in Steve's site at www.stevebarish.com, where he's got some meditations in there, and he's talking about changing RNA, DNA, cellular structure, and DNA strands. And maybe next week you can talk about how the fascinating way you see DNA. I mean,
mm-hmm.
you're just such a wealth of knowledge, Steve, and thank you so much for sharing it so open-heartedly with many others.
Well, thank you so much. That's very kind of you, honey.
Well, shalom, my friend.
Well, you take care. I'm going to sign off in about 2 minutes. And so I thank you very much for being on the air this evening. If you want to come back next week, we can still have a lot of fun with Michael and you and some other people that would like to call in, and it would be a lot of fun to do.
And I want to thank all the beautiful listeners who are always on their path. Thank you.
Thank
namaste,
you.
Steve.
Thank you. Namaste. Well, everybody should be like that. It's just a wonderful way of being. I have one more minute, so I'm just going to give you a little time to listen to what I have to say. I hope that you had a good evening this evening, and I hope that everything is going well with you, and we wish you a lot of love and light, and especially to Nicole, my dear friend, and hopefully she will get a lot better with your prayers, and also everybody else that needs prayers. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.